What's happening? Where's that boy Too Smooth, the CEO of MMR 3000? I have a segment on the Patio Podcast with DJ Hard Work. We're going to talk about things going on in our community. We're going to talk about the entertainment world, and also we're going to talk about a whole lot more. Make sure you tune in on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9:30 Eastern. Check me out, baby. Mad respect.
That boy Too Smooth on the patio. Your hard work laced with Too Smooth.
What's happening? What up, though? What up, though? How we doing?
Oh, man. Another day, no dollars. We here, though, goddammit. We here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What we got on the table today?
Oh, man, we got J.O. Hard Worker and that boy. Oh, you are J.O. Hard Worker, my bad. A.K.A. DJ Hard Work, that boy Max, man. A little bit about the industry. And, you know, we're going to get it in. I got some great question for you young guys.
That's what's up. When are we going to put me on the blast? I don't mind going first or last. It's up to you.
Oh, hell, man. We're going to intertwine it all together, man. It's going to be a great, great, great session today. It's going to be a great session. Great session, man. You know what I'm talking about?
That's what it is.
Shit. What's going on in your world, my brother?
Putting together a couple things for photo shoots for artists. Also, we're getting together a mixtape. A couple artists, and we got some things lined up for this new vocalist. Outside of that, we're getting ready for a debut for a certain project of mine. You know what's up with that. More or less publishing through Eugene, so the world needs to know that's Ball Hard Music Group. But you know, we own our own shit, so you know, other than that, you know, we're just working, just like, you know, hopefully any other artist out there.
Everybody ain't the same, man. Remember that.
That's why I said I hope just like every other artist. But in the end, you know, we work. That's all that matter.
Oh yeah, nonstop.
Yes, a couple artists lined up that was brought to attack recently. So, like I said, man, we got music for days.
You kind of fading out on me.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Yeah, we got some new music lined up. We got a whole bunch of stuff lined up, a couple events lined up, a couple videos lined up. So, shoot, we about to have a lot of stuff coming out in the next, with Hard Work Nation, J.O. Hard Work, myself. And then, you know, DJ Hard Work got a couple projects and a couple singles dropping with a couple artists. We putting a little bit of attention behind. We got a couple things going on.
Gotcha. You ready to get your acting on? You ready? You gonna be ready in March? Build an empire, y'all. You got a trade on www.mmr3000.com. Build an empire, the movie. Yeah, you ready to get your acting on, man?
When it come down to acting, I know all I'm gonna do is be myself. At the end of the day, yes, I do.
Okay, hold up. Yeah. We got the other guest on the line. Tell them who he is and what's happening.
Man, what's up with y'all, man? Matt, Too Much Pressure, Hip Hop, Mike. Man, what's good with y'all, boy, man?
What up, though?
Hey, Matt.
Y'all can hear me loud and clear, man.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we're going to get right into it, man. First and foremost, today's topic is going to be, you know, we're talking about the industry from the point of view of the millennial. And we're going to get a point of view from a guy that's been in the game a little longer than a millennium. And then you're going to get your point of view from an old OG in the game. You know what I'm saying? It's for both of you guys. How do y'all feel about the industry right now? Who want to go first and go first?
I'll let J.O. go first.
It's a lot of money to be made.
Facts.
When it comes down to how I feel about it personally, I'm not an artist that too many people decide. No.
You sound kind of muzzled.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you get the clear now.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of a lot of the music that's out. But, you know, it's all what it is. You know what I mean? It's marketing. It's what's popular out there. I'm a fan of what we do. I'm a fan of the independent artists out there. I like finding new music on platforms like the famous music is on.
Got you.
What about you, Hip Hop Mike?
Okay, now repeat the question one more time. Just so I can get a better understanding.
How do you feel about the industry right now?
I'm young. I ain't gonna lie. I like some of it, and there's some I don't like. It's like,
Oh! Let me say this. Let me rephrase the question. Then, I mean, I'm talking about not the artist. I'm just saying, for as how the industry is now, and from when you first started.
Okay. Gotcha. With that being said, it's grimy. I ain't lying. It's grimy. It ain't what I thought it was. Like, it take a lot. It's a job, just like anything else. Most people don't even realize, like, this is a job for real. Like, it's a job, and it's worse than being like in the street. Like, it's a lot that come with this. So, yeah, it's a lot, man. It's different, a whole different feel. That's all I can say about it.
Gotcha. Well, my answer to my own question would be, the game of change, the game of involved. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a new ball game from. like I always say in an interview, you know, we had the hard grind back in the day. This time in the industry, it's more sugarcoated. It's more not authentic. Authentic. I think I said it right. But you know, it ain't no more Outkast, ain't no more Ludacris, ain't no more Nas. It's more the same. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm glad the movement that we have going on in our network is a little bit more originality. MMR 3000, you know, I came up with a great title for them initials, which is making music real. You know what I'm saying? It's reality music that we're coming with. Not saying nobody else isn't, because I don't know nobody's situation. But, you know, some things sound a little, you know, too far-fetched. You feel me? Thanks. a lot of guys don't know. I've been in the game ever since I knew how to caterpillar. So, shout out to Bill Williams, RIP to Pops, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we started Mississippi Nightingale. So, you know, I've been on tours, you know, Dr. Circuit, Christian Circuit, you know what I'm saying? A lot of things I really not, but at the same time, you know, a lot of these guys, anybody can come up with some numbers. You know what I'm saying? You can listen to a person put
some block. Hold on. Hey. You sound like you're getting underwater.
Oh, yeah, my thing played out. Yeah, you know, you go to the block, you know what I'm saying? You know, like I was finna say, get around the right people. You hear some numbers and come up with a fast song. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm glad that, like I said, the La Familia is being real to themselves. You know what I'm saying? You being real to yourself, and you know, you ain't gonna do no extra shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that wish money they be having all out here and stuff. Man, don't wait. Cut it out, man.
Facts. Big
facts. You know, I ain't gonna pay the number to call them, like I said, man. I call a spade a spade.
Yeah. Because
I do that. Talk about my. You know, it's no hate, no nobody take this personal. You know, I just speaking, you know, what I see, it's not real. You know what I'm saying? That's what I take from my own question. It ain't real like it used to be, but like that.
Right. Say that, man. Say that.
And, I want to get into a couple more things, too. How do y'all feel about the new age producers and the old school? What I mean by new age, you got the Dr. Dre, Jermaine Dupri, Swiss Beat, T-Mix, DJ Squeezy, Paul and Juice. Now you got new guys in the gang, you know, from the Mike Police to the Nunnies on the Track. So how y'all feel about the producing part of the industry?
From what I know in the past, I think Dre was a GOAT as far as producing. In my eyes, he was a GOAT to me. He could fit in today's time as well, too, if you put him in today's time. And he is a beast with, like, music itself. And I say, I don't know, man. It's just like they ain't have probably the same things like we got now. Like, technology has advanced. So I couldn't tell you, like, who was what. You know, times change, music change. So. But
money don't change though. Ain't no excuse. Ain't gonna let you get away with that, that young cat.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's just like, you know, technology more advanced. They probably had money, but it went to buy the stuff they could buy now. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
Right. But at the same time, I don't know, man. I just, if it's a good beat to me, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna ride the old new middle age. That's just how I feel, buddy.
I can't wait to hear that remix. I've been asking for 6 months. I can't wait to hear that motherfucker, man. Go ahead, Mr. JL. I'm sorry. I wanted to see CEO mode. My bad.
You good.
No, I gotta be missing. Hey, I gotta bring some life to this.
I was just what y'all was talking about.
Yeah, how you feel about the producer though, my brother? You know what I'm saying? Are you from the Midwest? We from the South, so you know what I'm saying?
The game need to be how it used to be. It'll make a nigga have to build a relationship or they go, you know. To build a relationship is to understand it's about who gonna stick around and who ain't. Once you stick around, you open the door with the plugs and everything take off based on your loyalty and withdrawing with that producer. A lot of producers are Fruity Loop, quick producers who just trying to get a dollar. And they're not really putting no passion and no creativity in their beats, where a lot of artists are rapping on watered down tracks. And that's what creates the watered down music.
100.
For sure. Well, I got a little bit more in-depth question. Are you guys family more intertwined or into your music for as the business and so on and so on? Or are they on the sideline just like, hey, whatever you do on which? Or how have it going with you, bro?
You talk about family?
Yeah.
Went through a phase that I don't know why, but it seems like most people go through the support system not being there when you're going up. And to know that you go through journeys going up regardless, because you never hit your peak goals until you feel satisfied, I guess. I don't know. I just know that most of your family won't believe in your tear, only because they done heard it all with different kind of shit regardless of your family. So I'm not saying I've ever been bad at my family for not being with this support, but I have been frustrated.
Max?
Based on what JL was saying, and sometimes it's both for me. But like they for anything I do, but at the same time they still want my safety about how I'm doing my decisions with the business, and they want to know like what could this lead to or what can we do for this and this, that, and so on. And like they tied in, and they was tied in, I ain't gonna lie, they was tied in heavier when I first started. But like as time progressing, and you know, you go through things when people ain't doing what they said and stuff like that, it kind of be like, oh, you just one of them trying to rap. Then boom, 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 and yeah, we keep hearing the same thing. You know, it's just periodically it started to get older people, which I understand. But after I got with who I'm with now, we see the business. I'm showing in the business. I'm learning. They learning. So yeah, they all in. I see that for sure.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Go ahead, Dale.
No, I'm saying I like how the transition, you just explained us a major transition within how shit go, because it was a longer transition for me. That's why it was harder.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
On my end, though, you know, seeing is believing. And from day one, though, you know, me personally, I really don't give a fuck about what nobody else think. I don't give a fuck. Mama, daddy, sister, auntie, uncle, cousin, kid, I don't give a fuck. This is my passion. Like I said, I would do this shit for free. The money's extra. This is what I love to do. This is not a hobby. This is me. It's in me. It's in my blood. It's in my gene. It's in my generic. It's in my whole family. I don't do some type of music type shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just a passion. You know what I'm saying? My drive, then mixed with my my unrelentless hustle and my grind and my don't give a fuck attitude about what nobody thinks, man. It ain't no limit to the sky. You know what I'm saying? But you know, my people with me, they're with me, and the ones that ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? You know, success brings on emotion and feelings. You know what I mean? You feel me?
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? We're gonna chime away from that a little bit. Matt and Jay, the question for both of y'all. Yes, since your last release, which was what, 4 months ago, how has things changed for you? And with Jail, whenever you get ready to chime in, you know, from your last release of how has things changed for you also?
Things changed in a good way. My fan base growing. I'm getting more recognition than I deserve. I can't say that.
You should adore me.
Yeah, for sure. Like, things change. The process of me, how I think when I record, and I changed too. From when the last time I dropped, now I'm seeing how everything working and how the stuff goes when you go into artist mode and when you go to put the project out and all that. So now it taught me a lot too, and it's showing me how to do my thing, perfect my craft even more. So yeah, things change in a major way. It's a good thing. To
grow,
yes, sir. For sure.
Nah, I can say I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm in a mode where I'm not satisfied. I'm not gonna lie to you. I base my career off of what I know and what I could learn every day. So to get any kind of release and to get any kind of streams, numbers, I'm always trying to outbeat myself plus the competition. I don't really care if it's an R&B song, R&B-ish song, or, you know, something. I don't really care. And that's what, I think that's what probably have me up every day, because I like to see stats. I like to see growth. But I'm never really satisfied. So say hi. Well, my career is always progressing. I don't really care how slow it goes or how fast it goes. It's always progressing.
Thanks.
Well, I'm glad we got that out of the way. Now, both of you artists, Mac just released a song I want you to talk about. And JL, you got a single you feel released with a young lady that's bumping on the play on my MMR 3000, hashtag MMR 3000 mix, you know what I'm saying? So, Mac, give the people, tell them why you did what you did when you, you know, for us releasing this new track you just released to the world yesterday.
First off, my people that supported the Too Much Pressure album, the fans, I don't like to say fans, I say supporters and family and team like that. So, the supporters that supported the album and the tape or whatever you want to call it were so loyal, and they did their thing as far as the music go. So I wanted to give them back a new single, something to keep them going and to show them, like, this is what you can keep expecting and this what's next and this, that, and so on. And so, you know, we put a hot single out, On My Mama. You can go get it and stream it right now. It's one of my hottest singles, I do think, because it's a little different than what people usually get from Mac. So, yeah, that's how I feel about that.
Okay, Mr. J.O. Hardworker, aka DJ Hardwork. What about the hot new scene you got with this young lady?
Man, you had me touching base on some shit I ain't want to think about.
Okay. Well, hold on. I can deter that ASAP. Okay, what about this hot new single you on that's coming on that Power of Money? Let's talk about that. Bring it back like she owe me.
When it comes down to Darling, my first thought is my top. my bottom bit. My man, you know what I mean? Like, the one that's loyal. That's the one that you, because I've done the relationship shit, so I really don't, to call a person darling, to look at it in all angles, the single hot. The single is hot, the single is dope, but I just, you know, like, I give you what I first think I saw. I write the shit, I record and I keep it moving. That's literally what it is. Shit is dope, so I did what I did.
I concur to the fucking fullest.
Yes, sir. I'm an artist. When a beat come on, the lyrics go through my head. I don't know. Certain people, they gotta sit there. Other people, they just gotta put that shit together. And that's all I do is put that shit together because it's already there. Once that beat pop on, and that shit is dope. So we're gonna leave it at that.
For sure, for sure. Oh, hip hop Michael Jackson.
Dope is already
out. I've been paying attention to your growth, your movement, what's going on, and for as a labor owner, for as a brother, for as a black man, for as a manager, for as out of the above. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you listened. Took you a second in the year, but once you understood and understood the business side of the situation at hand and understood what you needed to do as a artist, as a man, as a person that's want to make this their career, can you enlighten the other young up and coming brothers that think just throwing songs that are doing this, doing that, and don't understand the part of your copyrights, your publishing. You got to keep the pace on the scene. You got to interact with your supporters, the La Familia. You know what I'm saying? You got to be up 5-6 in the morning. You might be gone 3-5 days. You know, can you explain, to the up-and-coming artists? You too, J.O., because you understand the situation better than me, because I really ain't never been no artist. You know, this is my first time being an artist. So, from from y'all perspective, can y'all enlighten your younger brothers coming up, this ain't all.
Yes, sir. First thing, what you said, publishing and copyright, like, that's key. That's the first thing. That's the first major step any artist, period, need to have with their music. If they thinking about taking it serious, like, because you can't be serious if you ain't even published. So that's the first thing. So, secondly, you got to grind. Man, you got to keep your face on the scene. Like, in the social media, you got to stay active. You got to keep people chimed in. You got to give people a reason to want to watch you and know about you and see you. Like, they hear your music, but they don't know anything about you. Like, you can be rapping this, but I don't know you. So, what I'm intertwined with you for? And it's like, them, like you said, on the road, like them days grinding on the road constantly, whether you just going to promote, whether you ain't even going to perform or you ain't going to do nothing else but just promote, like you got to really be able to put that grind in, because like only thing that'll pay off in the end is what you did. Like ain't nothing else going to matter in the end. So you can, like, all it just, man, it's like I said earlier, though, it's a job. So if you ain't built for this job, if you don't want to work, then it's just like any other work, you'll get fired. You get laid off, you know what I'm saying? If you slacking, it's just gonna show.
Shots fired, J.O. Talk to him.
Salute to Mac, man.
Subliminal. Yeah, y'all be with those subliminals, boy. Y'all here.
I appreciate
it. Nah, man, it's just real, man.
I appreciate you listening.
I do too, because I've watched your growth too. Me being an artist myself, I'm a little scared because you're right there. Either way, I respect your grind.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. I know that I don't put a lot of what I do as an artist and label owner, I don't put in a lot of years. I put in a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. Been the underdog for a lot of years. I've been in the shadows of plenty of people, labels, under management that had a bigger name than me or producer. So it's like to know when I started this in social media first, after that happened. And it was hard. And it still is hard. But now I'm older and got younger people doing that thing. Shout out to Mike, by the way. You know, the best guy is out.
Sound like you're muffling. You're muffling.
I heard the new track with Matt. Shout out to the new track with Matt, because I'm like, these young, older artists are in competition with them. As long as we stay in our lane, we doing our thing. When you hear y'all inspire us to keep going. And that's what I mean by, like, you put in that blood, sweat, and tears to pave the way for artists like y'all. So that's what I do it for. I don't really care about the fame or the notoriety. You know, the notoriety is good because it helps to build my name and my company, my brand. But in the end, the fame, that's for y'all, because we're trying to make it easier for the artists that we believe in. So that's how I go about it. That's it's a job, like you said, but when you put in the work, you can actually embrace it a whole lot more. It actually, it means more. So, yeah.
Man, respect.
Hey, this is something I did, man. I apologize to the Salter family. Can we have a moment of silence for my brother on the son of Jota, Derrick Salter, man, may he rest in heaven.
So,
yeah, man, that's what it's been. Yeah. Man, respect him, man.
Yeah, the legacy will live on.
Oh yeah. That's for sure, man. Well, I appreciate y'all, brother, man. Any shout outs?
Man, let me shout out both of y'all, man, for being in my corner, supporting me. Hey, shout out to y'all guys working. Hey, keep working the train. Don't stop anybody hating on it. They're going to hate anyway. So, hey, we're going to keep going, man. Let's get this bread.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Mac. It wasn't for you, shit. I ain't had no inspiration for this shit.
Appreciate it, man.
Shout out to Too Smooth. You, when I say CEO of the year, I know how hard you work. Plus, that shit that I need.
Big facts. Big facts.
You already know, man. Plus, jumping right back into it. That's what I mean by it. Surpassing a whole lot of people, plus a lot of your artists and numbers and notifications.
Shots fired.
That's why, you know, shout out to Mac for maintaining, because the rest of y'all.
Mac, hey, he the train, goddamn. Hey, he the motherfucking motor, goddamn. Hey!
I'm just glad to be a part of it, man. I'm trying to do what I love, man. That's it. That's all, man. Hey, this ain't no job for me, man. I keep saying job. This really ain't no job.
You know what, man? I forgot. My bad. I meant to call you. Congratulations. You amazed, man. Congratulations. Make sure you're there and you support you do your thing.
Much love. Appreciate it.
Shout out Miss T and Bernard Moore, man. Shout out them. Shout out North Carolina, man. We might be in North Carolina on October the 24th. It'll be confirmed within the next 24 hours, man. Hey, manager mode. Hey.
Thanks.
End of the day, you already see the growth in your own progression. When I say a shout out to all the artists that ain't chasing no deal. That's utilizing the contract they got, utilizing the artistry they got. Because every artist don't deserve it. I ain't gonna hold you up. Fuck all these artists that waste time. I'm just being 100, man. Nobody got time for bullshit. And shout out to the artists that don't bullshit.
Hey, I got a major number. I'm gonna cut you. I'm glad you said that. My second album would be called Too Smooth. Bags Over Bullshit. Yeah, that's a plug right there. Yeah.
B.O.B.
That's funny. Keep doing y'all thing, man. That's what I do it for. I do it for artists like y'all. I do it for CEOs, people like y'all, artists that keep it moving, people that care about their craft and passion. Either way, though, yeah, shout out to all the fans and supporters who push and support everybody who's grinding. They see us. They see
big
the
music. Big shout out to y'all.
Man, hey, let me go knock this out, man. Check out Pretty Brown Eye Video Remix featuring Mac Too Smooth on www.mmr3000.com. Also, the movie Traitor Building the Empire is on www.mmr3000.com. Shout out to the whole lot of Mijo, Howard, Nate Barber, Music Group, MMR3000. Goddamn, hey, Living Lavish. We got two new artists jumped that out real soon, probably spring of next year. But anyway, hey, Mac Too Much Pressure out right now. King Spud, Powerful King out right now. Too Smooth, Power Over the Money. Coming real sooner than y'all think, man. Man, respect to everybody on the phone. Man, respect to anybody light love. Shared or told one soul about us, man. Whoever you believe in, bless you, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Anchor. Shout out to DJ Howard, aka J Work. You know what I'm saying? QT and the whole team, man. Hey!
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, respect.
Man, let's get into On My Mama.
If you diss me, better not take it back. All of my life, I had to fight. I was struck up every night. I was wrong, had it right. Heard niggas speaking on beat. You don't wanna lose your life. They gon' slide at night. 24 gang, put that on my mama now. Put that on my mama. Put that on my mama now. Put that on my mama. Put that on my mama now. Put that on my mama. Put that on my mama now. Put that on my mama. Together so love, why? I be scared that they gon' leave, I'm scared to give hugs, cause I don't think they'll hug me back, yeah. What you mean, slack, yeah? I'm talking about if I reach out, nobody will reach back. Well, F all the niggas that started on me, F all the niggas who fronted on me. I put my foot on these niggas, they now I be stepping on them till them niggas can't breathe. I been calling Lula Sada cause she really be my backbone. Elected the gang and my brother, we gon' stand strong. Told a nigga we gon' be rich, won't take long. Had to have a shootout with a K, now the K gone. Nigga think I'm bigger cause I ride a screaming red rum. Block four up in this car, leave a nigga face gone. Niggas said they stepping, but they stepping, what you waiting on? Ho said she love you, but she leave you with a bread gone. I been married to the money, I ain't married to the game. Niggas screaming like the gangsta, they ain't slid by the thing. 204 LIT, everybody got the thing. Make them slide on a nigga, I don't care about his rank. All of my life, I had to fight, yeah. I was struck up every night. I was wrong, had it right. Heard niggas speaking on beat. You don't wanna lose your life. They gon' slide at night. 24 gang, put that on my mama now. Put that on my mama. Put that on my mama now. Put that on my mama. Put that on my mama now. Put that on my mama. Put that on my mama now. Put that on my mama.
deep with it, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to talk about yourself.
Yourself, for real.
A reality check, as they say.
Yeah.
You's a dumb figure. Left your kids on the street. What the fuck, nigga? You a lame. Nigga, no having brain, can't think. Lost in the sauce, can't maintain. Feeling crazy, wonder how this feeling feel. You left your kids, got them crying like you looking silly. Already know what's going on. You gotta get your mind right just to stay strong. It's a game to you, but you gotta realize it's real, figure.
Real.
Things gon' get better once you get your mind right. Quit chasing high life. It's more important things to the life. You gotta understand we don't all wear stripes. Tears dropped off down my arm. Understanding where I come from. But you gotta realize the game is real. Life has no masterpiece. The world of mess, they ride, they lose. It's a strange thing going on, they shoot. Yeah, reality. You gotta understand what's going on in the world to really understand what's going on with yourself.
Say that, young brother.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Get your mind right. You got too many people depending on you now. Stay focused. Don't let them fool you. Don't let them trick you. You know what you're doing. Out of minds. Run wild. The gang God. I'm him now. Run the whole city. Got the team with me. We ain't playing no game. Keep it real. Niffy. RP. Hustle. The man that came up out the struggle. All you gotta do is pay attention. Get your mind right. And everything's gonna be alright.
See, I keep my composure. Up in the morning, sipping my Folger. Weight on my shoulder, weighing a boulder. Days getting colder, yeah, you know. Always put God first, let them bet on that. They'd rather bet on stacks, ignoring the facts. Money motivated, I'ma sit on that. While I'm headed to the top, you can sit in the back. Like, whoa.
Been through a lot of stuff. Been through a lot of things.